What time is it? 2, 3, 4 a.m. Who cares? You're sleeping by yourself. You're sleeping by yourself in your bed. That large, comfy, roomy bed. You're sleeping naked, all stretched in that large and comfy bed in your room in the dark. The deep velvet darkness that only comes in the middle of the night. Everything is so calm, and you sleep deeply, comfortably, soundly. There's a sound. Is there? You don't know. You're sleeping. Well, not really anymore. Something's wrong. Are you scared? Hey, calm down. It's okay. There's nothing. You can curl on your side and fall back to sleep. Well, you can't. There is that thing. Here. Around your wrist. Hugging it. What is it? It's so comfy and soft. So soft, you didn't even notice it. But now, you do, don't you? It's tied to the bed. You're tied to the bed. Yes, you are, little one. Okay, there is something tangled in your wrist. Probably a piece of linen, something. You will turn on the light and sort it out. It's okay. Hey, no, it's not okay. Your other wrist is tied too. What the fuck? Oh, naughty boy. Where did you learn to swear like that? Oh, and yes, your ankles are tied too. You're tied down. That's scary. Let's fight it. It's just linen or whatever. Let's break it. Destroy it. Tear it into pieces. Let's make it disappear. It's so soft, it will break easily. You'll tear it down for sure. Yeah, right. Try it. Try to tear it down. Give all your strength into it. Fight it. Go ahead. Don't give in. Be strong and break yourself free from these things. You don't even know what they are. Is it linen? No, probably not. It's warm, soft, comfortable. A bit like the inside of a hand. But it is strong. Linen doesn't feel like that. Why don't you fight anymore? You're exhausted, that's why. Poor thing. Panting, sore, exhausted, and tied down in the dark. Everything is quiet, except for your heavy breathing. Everything is quiet, except for your racing heart. Everything is quiet, except for this tiny little noise here. Except for that small movement of air there. Have you remarked how your senses are acute when you feel vulnerable? You're tied in the dark, and somebody, something, silently stands inches away from you. You're in darkness, and silence, but you feel the presence. You almost feel its breath brushing your body. That gives you goosebumps. The room is warm though. Scared again? So why not yell? You'll wake up the neighborhood for sure. The cops will come. They'll save you from whatever's happening. They will arrest they'll arrest that whatever is near you right now. So go ahead, yell, little one. Yell all that fear away from you. Oh, you can't. Yes. You've just discovered that there's that thing. You didn't realize it until now. That small and soft thing down your throat. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't prevent you from breathing or swallowing. But yes, when you tried to yell, well, clearly it didn't work. Maybe a little gargling, but not much. All of your neighbors are asleep. Nobody will come, little one. Nobody. And what's near you didn't even bother to move. Okay, you can't go away. You can't yell. You can't do anything. You're tied down in your bed, in the dark, in silence. And there is that something near you. Something silent, almost immobile. What is it? Is it human? Something else? Who knows? Everything is quiet. Everything is calm. So calm and menacing and comfortable. And scary and quiet and inescapable and normal and alien. Alien. Weird. Weird. There's something weird going on down there. Something just touched your cock. Your cock. Until now. You'd almost forgot about it. Poor cock. Anyway, there is clearly something touching it every now and then. Something soft. Something warm. Something moist. That thing touches the tip of your cock and retreats and comes back again. And again, the tip of your cock enters it, like in a cup. A tiny, moist, warm, slippery cup rubs gently on the tip of your cock. And you ask yourself an important question. What the fuck? A good question indeed. Hey. Yes, little one. That cup goes quite deep. And your cock was sucked into it. Up to the hilt. It's warm, slippery, and so soft. Oh, feeling horny? You think you're not. But your cock says you are. Somewhere inside you, the gates have been opened, and now blood is rushing in, making it grow larger, bigger, stiffer. That soft thing is now riding the warm shaft you have, in and out, and then in and out, again. And again, your breath becomes shallow, little one. Your eyes flicker. How long will you resist? You're tied down in your bed. Something is milking your cock. And apparently, you like that. What's happening to you? Oh, no, you don't. Then tell me, little one, how come your breath is so shallow and irregular? How come your cock is so stiff? How come you can't control yourself anymore? You're fighting it. Yes, you are. You clench your teeth. You clench your hands closed, trying to think of something, anything, that will bring you out of what's happening to you. The bills, the mortgage, that stupid boss. Something, anything. You're fighting an uphill battle, a battle you will lose, little one. Something will make you come. Is it a living thing? A machine? Is it human or not? Who knows? Not you, for sure. The only thing you know is, it will make you come very soon. You cannot do anything about it. You cannot do anything about the sparkles of pleasure that run along your body. But you fight it nevertheless. You'll succeed for sure. Like for what ties you down on that bed. Are you fighting that again too? Or is it just pleasure that makes you move incoherently? And meanwhile, that thing on your cock just continues to do its work. Up and down, up and down, up and smoothly down, up and deliciously down, up and irresistibly down, up and inescapably down, and again and again and again. So smooth, so moist, so tight, it grips every inch of your cock, and rubs again and again. You're close. You're so close. In the eerie silence and darkness around you, you won't resist for long now. It seems like you can't even feel the tiny moments when that thing let your cock out. Your cock goes in, and then in, and in again. In, always in. That thing wants you in it. Your cock in it. Your seed in it. And it is in, about to obtain what it wants. A few more movements in, and whether or not you want it in, you will give in. Just 5 in, just 4 in, just 3 in, just 2 in. Just 1 in, and you come in, yes, you come in, you come in, and in. You release your seed in to that thing, in that smooth sleeve, in that softness, in that gentleness that surrounds your cock. You are emptying yourself into that unknown pulsating sheath, gulping your seed, pumping in and out of you. And it feels so good. So good. So good. It's okay. Good. There's nothing to fight anymore. Catch your breath. Good. That thing on your cock seems to calm down too. It moves slowly, gently around it. Everything is still here. Those straps or whatever on your wrists and ankles. The darkness, the silence, and that presence just here. You could touch it if it wasn't for those straps. Everything is still here, but fear is gone. Hey, something's touching your face. There's something soft on the bridge of your nose, and your cheeks, and your chin, all around your mouth, your nose, your entire face. It's soft, but it's here to stay. You try to move your head away from it, but it seems to follow. It seems to be glued to it. You can breathe in, it's okay. But there is that strange, faint smell, like flowers or solvent, whatever. That weird chemical, but sweet smell. You can breathe out, but there is this warmth, like if your breath was turning and twisting before finding a way out of your face. And you feel a bit off, a bit lightheaded, but hey, in a nice way. You breathe in and out. You breathe some sleep in. You breathe some of your mind out. In sleep and out mind. In and out. In and out. In, no more fear. Out. In, no more weird presence. Out. In, no more straps. Out. What time is it? 2 a.m.? 3? 4? Who cares? You're sleeping. You're sleeping naked, all stretched in that large and comfy bed. In your bedroom. In the dark. The deep, velvet, black darkness that only comes in the middle of the night.